Welcome back in to ESPN West Palm's Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. You guys know me. I love offense. I love high-flying offense, and I am excited to be joined by Kenny Pickett, the quarterback of the University of Pittsburgh. Kenny, how has this process been going for you? We're back here. Look, we're in person.
Yeah, back in person. Definitely don't miss all the Zooms and stuff, so it's nice to finally come down here and experience the ACC Media Day.
Now, this past year was a year filled with Zooms and, you know, different types of meetings. Everything was virtual, and you were away from your guys. How hard was that for you guys, the players?
It was pretty tough. You know, you built a lot of continuity and trust throughout the spring and the summer sessions. You know, we got back, I think, early June, I want to say, first week of June, end of the first week of June. That's when we kind of had to pick up and figure out all the lost time we had from spring. So it was a lot of rushing around and installing, you know, all the plays, all the installs, and getting up to speed.
Now, this offseason, things back a little bit to normal. You feeling better going into the year or kind of the same? Where are you at personally? Because I feel like for a quarterback, it may not, besides timing with receivers, you guys spend so much time watching film and staring at computer screens anyway. It was a little more normal for you.
Right. I mean, yeah, that part, the film and the preparation, that all kind of stayed the same because COVID, obviously, if I'm by myself in my room, I can do that myself. It's really with the receivers. I'm a huge timing guy, and you really like to be in sync with all the guys you're working with. And we had some young freshmen playing that I didn't have a lot of, you know, didn't have the chance to spend a lot of time with. So now that I got them back and for another year, full spring, full summer, so we'll be ready to go.
Now, you're a guy who likes to throw touchdown passes also, but you seem to find the end zone with your legs a little bit too. Where did that knack for the goal line come from?
I mean, I would just say growing up, just being a football player first, and everyone's like, oh, you know, I am a quarterback, don't get me wrong, but I think growing up playing all different positions and just learning how to play the game and find the end zone in certain situations, you know, I turned into a football player when I had the ball in my hands.
How helpful it is for you. One of my favorite things about Coach Narduzzi is he surrounds himself with good coaches. You know, and those are the coaches who are always the best, whether it's Mark Whipple, your quarterback coach, and now he added Brennan Marion, a wide receiver coach, who's one of my favorite offensive minds in football. His go-go offense and everything he does there. How fun is it for you to just be surrounded by offensive geniuses?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, especially Coach Whipple and Coach Marion's brought, you know, like you said, you know, a lot of new nuances to the game, nuances to our offense that, you know, we'll use. But especially Coach Whipple with his experience and the guys that he's coached. You know, I was with Peyton Manning this past weekend. He coached me in the Pro Bowl, and he had some stories about Coach Whip over that week. So that was a funny talk at dinner. But just the legend of the game and of offenses, and just you know, trying to learn as much as I can from my last year before, you know, I headed to the professional level.
Now, everyone talks about Peyton Manning being a prankster type of guy. Did he try to pull any of that stuff with you at dinner?
Any pranks? No. I mean, he had a lot of funny stories, though. We had some good laughs. You know, some funny ones about Whip too that I got to make sure I bring back and ask him about. So that'll be a good first meeting tomorrow.
What message from being a quarterback did you have talking with Peyton?
Just kind of his transition from, you know, college to the NFL, you know, what to expect, you know, what to take, you know, pretty seriously and spend some more time on and what not to. So just a lot of things like that behind the scenes that really no one knows unless you go through it. And especially, you know, he played at the highest level and he's in the Hall of Fame or will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, you couldn't ask to learn from a better guy.
I mean, that's got to be – you probably sat there like a complete sponge.
Right.
Sitting down there.
Right, yeah, asking questions and listening when other people ask questions. Like, you try to have a normal conversation, but at the same time, you know, you're having a conversation with Peyton Manning, one of the greatest ever played a game in the position. So, you know, you want to soak up every moment you can.
Now, some of the things of transition to the pros is kind of starting a little early. Sure, I'm not the first person to ask you about name, image, and likeness today.
Yep.
How has that process been going?
It's been good. I mean, I'm happy I'm getting out when I'm getting out. I can tell you that. Just, you know, having one season dealing with it and then moving on to the NFL. I have an agent that handles all of it, you know, along with my family. So I really don't pay too much attention to it. I'm really focused on having a great season. You know, they come to me and we talk to Coach Narduzzi, and, you know, if it's something that we all think is beneficial and it won't take up too much of my time, and I'll be really focused and we'll go ahead and do it. If not, then you know, it will get pushed off to a later date, or we just may not ever do it. So I think if you handle it that way and keep football first, you know, you'll be in good shape.
Joined by Pitt quarterback Kenny Pickett. What about with in the locker room? Has there been discussions with players and how that works out? Is there any worry of jealousy amongst players, or is it kind of the close-knit guys kind of, or everybody at this point understands where they fall and how everything's worked out?
Right. I mean, at this point, it's like you got to go play football and to get any opportunities, I feel like. So if you're a guy who hasn't played much, obviously you're not going to get much. If you're a guy who's played a lot, you'll probably get a lot. And I think it's pretty understood that that's how it's going to go. But I think there's opportunities to get your teammates involved. And, you know, I'm looking to do a lot of that kind of stuff and making sure everyone has a chance to experience this.
Now, another thing that's brought up in the locker room, again, I'm trying to get into the buzzwords and everything else going on, but vaccines and vaccination, and does that get discussed amongst players at all?
Absolutely. I mean, because if you're a fully vaccinated team, you don't have to get tested and you don't have to worry about missing a game this season. And that's something that we've all talked about. I think we're 93% vaccinated. So hopefully by the time the first game comes around, we'll be fully vaccinated and no one has to get tested and we're just ready to go and just roll. You know, I'd be heartbroken if, you know, we made it to a point in the season where, you know, we had a game get canceled because one of our guys had COVID and it spread through the team. We had to get and we all get tested and then it all just goes downhill. I've seen how quick that can happen. So, you know, hoping our team, you know, all gets vaccinated and we'll be good to go.
That's for me personally, that's great to hear because, again, we're not out of the pandemic. And I think people need to understand that we may be sitting here, but we're still in this thing. And with these different variants, it's going to come up in college football.
Right. No, I mean, I feel like it's not a guarantee, but I'm sure there will be a game canceled this year due to COVID. And that's a tough break for whatever team that happens to, for sure.
Now, let's go back to you being a little kid. You know, you're sitting here and you're calmly just saying, hey, I had dinner with Peyton Manning, and the next year when I'm in the NFL, what would little kid Kenny Pickett say to you sitting here saying, hey, I had dinner with Peyton Manning, and next year when I'm in the NFL?
Yeah, little kid Kenny probably wouldn't believe it. You know, I was always the smallest kid growing up. You know, not a lot of people believe that I'd be where I'm at today. So it's a surreal moment. Like you said, say it calmly, but then when you sit back and look at it, you know, I'm very, very grateful for all the experiences I had. And, you know, this future season coming up, I'm excited for it.
At what point did you realize that, oh, wait, this could be a real thing? You know, besides me just throwing the ball in my backyard and announcing to myself what's going on, like, this could really be happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in high school you start getting the offers, and then when I started playing in college you know, the confidence grew, and I know the ability that I have. So, you know, I just work hard at it. You know, it's an obsession of mine, and I love working every day with my teammates and going out there and competing.
I'm going to guess ahead of time, I'm going to get the cliched answer, but is there a dream team that you would say is calling your name on draft night?
Any of the 32, man. That's the cliche answer. I don't care about any rankings anybody else has out there. As long as I'm up there on one of the 32, you know, I'll be in tears on that draft day for sure.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate the time, and I'll let you off the hook with the cliche because I'm looking at your bio. We have the same birthday, June 6th. So I'm going to let you go cliche on that one.
Awesome, my man. Thank you.
All right, Kenny. Thank you very much, and appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.